Welcome back to the Theater Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. The G7 meeting has been held, and it is something that should be alarm bells ringing for those who want peace in the world and would like to see the United Nations continue on in its great mission of providing a forum with principles and rules. A rules-based order, if I can put it that way, the United Nations. Alarm bells should be ringing because Joe Biden, still playing his little game of calling it America is back. I just have read the accounts in the Toronto Star and elsewhere saying that now NATO, the G7, want to adopt the campaign slogan of Joe Biden called Build Back Better, which I understand was lifted from the Clinton campaign, which is embarrassing all the way around. It reminds me of, I was reading Gore Vidal, and Gore Vidal was asked by John F. Kennedy to please come and join the Kennedy campaign for president. On the grounds, he said, we have everything. We got everything we need to win this, but we don't have the words. We don't have any words. So we want you to join up because he's a playwright and political smart aleck and curious. So they all have to use this ignorant expression, build back better. And this meeting of the G7 really is an affront to self-respecting countries. That doesn't include Canada or Britain, but Australia. Because it's all focused on seeing if they can trip up, sabotage, undermine, destroy a developing country called China. It's not a crime, you know, to be a developing country. As a matter of fact, it's highly recommended. If you inherit poverty, a country nearly destroyed by war and foreign occupation, building up that country is a tremendous task. And if you look around the world, there aren't a lot of success stories. And principal reason being that this gang called the G7 have always been there, and they don't like you to countries to develop, frankly. They don't say that. They say they want to help. Bringing to mind Tolstoy's comment that the ruling elites are willing to do anything for the people except get off their back. And in the case of Joe Biden, he says in the case of China, he wants to put the saddle back on and get back up on their back. Ain't gonna happen. And that's why we should warn everybody. And Taylor Report says it. Look out. A country has a right, particularly one that fought the fascists and fought Japanese imperialism, as our ally. They have a right to develop. By the way, they don't have to listen to Japan at all. The issue of what Japan did in China and what Japan did throughout South Asia is not a pretty story. But here we are with the United States trying to find allies to see if they can trip up a country of 1.2 billion people. I have a line here from Upton Sinclair talking about the lead up to World War II. And in one of his novels, and he said, the old continent of Europe was especially set in its wicked ways. And what we're witnessing is the wicked ways again. Things such as, I read the Toronto Star, says the thorny issue of how to handle the increasing competition and aggression from China came up as leaders of the world's wealthiest, the wealthiest countries gathered Saturday in an English seashore resort. Although it remains to be seen how far they will go in standing up for human rights. Oh, they're interested in human rights. I mean, this is so baldly ignorant and arrogant and contemptible to talk about human rights, the G7. Let's take Saudi Arabia, would be the exhibit A in what a hypocritical pack of lying SOBs the G7 gang are. And that particularly applies to Justin the Second or whatever he is, who said he wasn't going to sell weapons to the absolute family dictatorship of Saudi Arabia. He wasn't going to sell. And then they said, well, the sale's going through. And he said, I didn't realize we had a contract. You can't violate a contract. And then he sold some more. And what is Saudi Arabia doing? It's bombing Yemen with the assistance of the United States. By the way, Biden had a little skip rope trick where he said, I'm not going to supply them with offensive weapons. Well, they are getting offensive weapons, but he also said he would help them in being prepared to defend themselves, which you say, that's like watching a guy finding a pea under a couple of cups on a table somewhere. Anybody can see what you're doing. So Saudi Arabia, he also said, Biden said that Saudi Arabia was a pariah. And why? Well, an American resident, an employee of the Washington Post, went to pick up his passport or his papers in a poor devil at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. And in 30 minutes, he'd been chopped to pieces. And people said, that doesn't seem nice. And they said, well, what's its human rights record? And people said, what human rights record? There is no human rights record. It's absurd. It's an absolute dictatorship. You can die for writing a poem that you might have even meant it in a nice way, but you could end up dead. So they're worried here. Human rights issues. Where? Oh, in China. They're looking for human rights issues in China. They don't care about human rights. So this kind of argument can't be permitted. It's a lie. If you don't care about human rights, you don't get to cherry pick and say, over here, I really care. But around the corner, same situation, I don't care about. This is what's going on. And it's the G7, and we're being spoon-fed. They're even talking about, at the G7, about canceling the Olympics, or because they're imperialists, stealing them. They would prefer to steal them, because that way they still get to make the money. And it brings us to the Green Party of Canada, which thinks it's a good idea. The leader of the Green Party, that's one of the things she brags about. No, she's going to steal the Olympics from China because she cares about human rights. Oh, in China. And she actually doesn't call them out for lying and says, and saying, why would I cooperate with you since you're a liar? Because you don't actually believe in human rights. She joins them in lying. Because the zeitgeist, the organized zeitgeist is that we're against China. Nobody's ever consulted, nobody debated. They just painted the everyday ugly pictures. And finally they got everybody on side to say these things. This is the G7. If you I would say we have to, we should be throwing ourselves in front of this runaway vehicle. Some, it's got to be stopped. The G7 is now adopting the campaign slogan of Joe Biden, Build Back Better. And we have the additional crime. Again, the Toronto Star is participating in it. Of trying to offload the criminal responsibility for the non-protection of the citizens of Canada and the United States, Britain, France. And they have to be called out for this. On this program, Steve Gowans made a great argument. He said, we need to look at the origins of the pandemic. When I first read it, I thought, oh, please, you're not, you're not following that, are you? And what he meant was he's got the absolutely correct point. Who dropped the ball in protecting us from the COVID? Well, if you got the job, the buck stops with you. If you're the president of the United States, that was Clinton, that was Trump. Now it's Biden is the president. But the whole political class of the United States began immediately in 2020, check, do your homework. They began immediately to say, well, China has a problem. We don't have a problem. And blah, blah, blah. This was a public health planetary issue. This was something we all had to unite as the World Health Organization called on us. Everybody is into this. And this is not a cute little slogan. You're stuck. If there is a virus that can kill you and destroy your economy, et cetera, you're supposed to have, or you should have, I recommend it, a public health system where they, like the Red Cross or the emergency people, they fly into action. They didn't. Everybody said, well, let's do it right after Easter. Or let's, in the case of the mayor of New York City, I remember watching him. He said, well, we're not going to cancel Chinese New Year's in New York because we all love it so much. So, and it's, we make a lot of money off it. So we're going to go ahead with that. And then we'll talk about it later. Well, no. You can't. And as Steve Gowans said, so why aren't we looking into who caused the pandemic? Who didn't protect us? Because there was no secret about what kind of problem was threatening us. It was clear and is clear. But instead, we get the Toronto Star saying, we need a fresh look for the truth into the origins. So they want to see if they want to talk about the origins. We've pointed out before that they aren't, they, it took them years, years and years. And by the way, this is not police work. This is not a, you don't get the Toronto police. They're very busy, of course, finding the murderers of the billionaire. That's been taking a while, by the way. So this is where scientists have to share with each other what they know and how they know it. And they have to ask each other questions and they have to do the work. It took a long time to determine the origins of previous epidemics. In the case of AIDS, it took them years to come to the wrong conclusion. So we now have the President of the United States, backed by the Toronto Star. They're going to try to get the answer. He says in 90 days. That's a political order. That is not an investigation. That's just a political order. And it is a disgrace that this game is being played, because we all know that the name of the game is, let us see if we can demonize China. And what I notice is that it is bad in the case of the Star, the Globe, and the New York Times. It's not just that they want to harm China. they want to harm international organizations. They want to harm the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization has said over and over, don't play political games with this virus. And also, it is the only international body that the members, UN members, but I don't know how many are in the World Health Organization. I think it's probably somewhere close to 190 countries. You remember, by the way, that Trump exited at a time in the midst of this crisis. People talk in the US about, oh, let's charge him with something. Why don't they charge him with that? Why isn't that the charge? It's not. The Republicans and Democrats would rather wrestle in the mud all day long than actually talk about relevant matters to the mass of the people. But the STAR is joining in it as well, because this, frankly, to use the term again, Upton Sinclair, the Europe was especially set in its wicked ways. They are not respectful of African countries. They're not respectful of Asian countries. They're not respectful of Latin American countries. They reserve the right to overthrow them, as they did in Chile, they tried to do in Bolivia. Incidentally, Venezuela has applied to COVAX, a World Health Organization body set up for countries that don't have the sufficient medicines for the vaccine. And the United States has found a way to block Venezuela from accessing something which is established by an international body. So that's the crime that the STAR doesn't care about. And they want, and when they say, oh, you know, G7 meets and we need to know the origins, but they intend to run around the rest of the world. And there's where they have to be stopped. As for the demonization of China, I want to end on this point. The NDP has accused them of genocide. That's disgraceful. The Green Party accused them of genocide. That is disgraceful. A Conservative Party is disgraceful, but they are disgraceful. So, I mean, you already know that. But all these parties are playing this game of demonization when we need international cooperation, when the World Health Organization, the United Nations, has not demonized a developing country of 1.2 billion people who deserve all the credit in the world for protecting those 1.2 billion people. And we would be wise to emulate them and definitely cooperate with them. And I would not support NDP or Green, anybody who uses dirty, hypocritical language toward China. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll see you next week.